Justin Fluke with you, joined by Steve Hardesty, head coach of the Royal Valley girls basketball team. The Lady Panthers are 7-10 overall, 5-7 in the league with the win and the loss here in the last week. Coach, you beat Hiawatha 52-18 last Friday night on the road, and then fall to Sabetha earlier this week on Tuesday, 50-36. Let's talk about the positive, and certainly the Hiawatha game was that. Your team had lost some close games and been kind of in a little bit of a funk and struggling, but seemed like that was a night everybody kind of stepped up and had a good game. It had to feel good to kind of get back on track a little bit.
Yes, it did. Anytime you go to somebody else's house in the Big Seven and win all three games, freshman, JV, and varsity, it's doing something. I don't know if Hiawatha is struggling, but their kids still work pretty hard, but my kids have had some adversity, and they responded and came out and played hard. And it had been a long week, and it was very nice to come out with a victory the way we did, with the ability to get a lot of kids in and get some serious playing time.
Chelsea Hodison had 16 in the game, followed it up with 17 against Sabetha, but Jamie Arnold and Mara Winter scoring double figures as well. Sabetha game was kind of an odd one. They got on a little bit of a run there in the second quarter, but the third quarter kind of seemed to be the difference. They hit some threes, and it just seemed like your team couldn't get much offense going in that second half on Tuesday night.
Yeah, be honest, we were down 6 at the start of that third quarter, and I think we got a couple of quick buckets, and I think they got one we sandwiched in between our two, and we'd cut it to 4, and I'm thinking, okay, here we go, we got a shot at this, and all of a sudden the lid went on the basket for us, and credit to Sabetha, they turned it up a notch. They became more physical. They were getting offensive rebounds. There was about 3 or 4 times in a row we fouled them and put them on the line, and then they miss a free throw and they go get their offensive rebound. So it seemed like we stayed on our defensive end quite a while and let some of their shooters get away from us. I got to credit my guards pretty much most of the night. They defended, and they have two of the best shooters around. And my two guards were guarding them, or multiple guards that were guarding them, found them about 98% of the time. The times that we didn't, I credit those kids, they made shots. And we didn't give them much of an open look, but when they shot it, they made it, and they made us pay. And they got a couple of post players inside that are just strong as oxes. Big, strong Sabetha Farm girls, I guess, but my kids battled.
Well, yeah, and with that being said, I mean, it seemed like your team did a pretty good job. It seems like they've gotten a lot more aggressive on the glass and on the offensive end. You had to have over 10 offensive rebounds yourselves last night, and unfortunately weren't always able to finish and get the second chance points, but I thought you had to be pleased with how aggressive they were getting to the ball on the offensive end.
Yeah, I would have liked to see us get to the free throw line as much as the opposing team did, but that didn't quite happen. But I got to credit my kids, Lauda and Chelsea and Mara and Sylvana. They tried as hard as they could. You know, Sylvana's about as big around as a whisper, but she's in there busting her butt and got in there and got me an offensive rebound and got fouled in the process. So very proud of all their efforts.
Here at Nemaha Valley.
Couldn't get it in.
Friday night, and then your final game of the regular season is at home against Jeff West. You still got quite a bit you're playing for here down the stretch as far as sub-state and final league standing. And, of course, I'm sure with these final two games, you'd love to play well here and kind of put together a win or two heading into sub-state.
We kind of see a team that's very similar to Sabetha, big, strong, and physical in Nemaha Valley, and that's up at their place, and they're very well coached. Head coach does an excellent job, and his assistant, he just happens to have 4 state championships, so they're very well coached, but we played them pretty close for most of the game the last time we played them, and hopefully we'll be able to do that again and maybe even a little closer and give ourselves a chance at the end of the game.
Well, best of luck here in these final two of the regular season. Coach, we'll talk sub-state next week.
Thank you very much. Thank you for what you do.
Steve Hardesty, head coach of the Royal Valley Girls. The Panther Locker Room Chats continue next with boys coach Brad Alley.